The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The concept that I want to talk about is one that if it was embodied, and especially if we could learn this when we were young, or even before marriage, is the concept of learning to be fair and soft. To be fair even when we're not treated fairly. Even when others aren't observing their responsibility to us. Or another one would be, we get criticism. Sometimes when people get criticism, they're hyper defensive to say that I'm a good person. Can't even hear what the person, like, interactions with others are for us to learn how to better ourselves. So this idea of insaf, this, if this trait was embodied, and again, this has applications with our children. It has applications with our spouses. It could prevent a lot of preventable divorces if people had this trait. With our co-workers, with our friends, with the others that we're interacting, this idea of insaf. How important is this concept of being fair? The hadith tell us that on the day of judgment, there are three groups who will be the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thalathatun, from Imam Sadiq. Thalathatun hum aqrabul khalq ila Allah azza wa jal yawm al-qiyamah. Three groups. The closest to God. When you listen to these traits, you'll see that each one of them goes back to this concept of being fair and sometimes when I'm oppressed. Let's listen to the first one. Rajulun, a man. Who his power, the idea that he has power over him, when he's furious, his anger doesn't overwhelm him or allow him to oppress those who are underneath him. We might be in a position of power. I have co-workers, I have family members, I have people who, I'm a father, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, whoever I am, there's certain people who, because I have power over them, if I get angry, my anger could lead me to oppress those individuals. The first one, it says, رَجُلٌ لَمْ يَدْعُهُ قُدْرَتُهُ فِي حَالِ غَذَبِهِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَحِيفَ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَحْتَ يَدَيْهِ. Their anger doesn't lead them to go over and oppress those who are underneath them. The next one is also very important. Again, you see the concept of being fair. The hadith says that a man who is walking with two people. This man is walking and there's two people with him. And it says that he's so fair, such a just person, that even in the slightest, he doesn't incline more to one person than the other while he's walking with them. Even the behavior that I have, we're walking, I'm looking at this one, I'm looking at this one, I'm talking to this one. Not that it's kind of more favorite, this is a favorite. The hadith mentions. They say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was so fair, even when it came to eye contact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كَانَ يُقَسِّمُ لَحَذَاتِهِ بَيْنَ جُلَسَائِهِ. So you're sitting in a gathering with Rasulullah. He's speaking to you. The amount of fairness of Rasulullah is such that even when he's speaking to you, it's not that, because sometimes you'll get it. I remember as a young student coming up in the hausa and you're speaking, some of your audience members pay attention to you. They're nodding, you can see that they're interested. And other people, you don't listen to the phone, or you don't know what they're doing. It's natural that you kind of tend to hone in on the person who's paying more attention. But the Prophet was, everybody would get the same treatment. After that comes the part, though, that the Urafa had mentioned, back to our original discussion, about being fair. One of them, those people who are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Rajulun Qala al-Haq, a man who says the truth, Fima alay wala, whether it be for this person, whether it be against this person, I say the truth. Instead of being hyper defensive, whatever I say, I don't want anybody to even think badly of me slightly. I can't admit that I made a mistake also. Throw out the baby with the bad water. Now that I'm angry, everything about my spouse, my child, my friend, my co-worker is bad. As opposed to, no, I can admit the stuff that they're doing that's right. And then yes, if there's some mistakes, I also say that as well. Or if the person turns it around and now it's me, but they've wronged me, is it that I only lash out? Or that, no, I'll admit that yes, this was a mistake actually. Being unfair, this is what the advice that some of our ulama give us. When we're unfair to family members, when we're unfair to our loved ones, and we won't give them even the rights that Allah gave them, it gives a message, which we may have never intended, to make the person feel unloved. Sometimes we might do an action without any sort of intention. There's no wickedness behind this, but that action carries a message. What's the message of arrogance? You are so unimportant to me that your rights, you know, our family, remember this being fair to others, even in the time when we're tested, is not when everything's hunky-dory. It's a time when people are making mistakes, right? The test of iman is then. The hadith says, al-mu'min, I'm quoting one from Amir al-Mu'mineen, it goes something like this, al-mu'min, the believer, man yunsifu, man la yunsifuhu. The believer is the one who is fair to the person who isn't fair to them. That's how I know. What the Urafa tell us is this, sometimes when we're having an argument with those who are close to us, we're the kind of people who normally, if it came to a co-worker, to a non-Muslim, to a stranger, I would remember that I have certain rights. I would behave professionally. For instance, in the ayat of the Quran, Allah tells us, قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good things to people. We know, all of us instinctively, if somebody does me a favor, I should appreciate it, I should notice it. But let's say this stuff wasn't ingrained in me. It wasn't because of my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reminder of the Urafa, and this is for me by the way, it's not that I need to hear this, is that sometimes we tend to forget all of the rulings that this person is also minan nas, this is also a mu'min, my family member. They're also one of the mu'mineen. The rules that apply to an-nas apply to them, right? Some of that, all of that goes out the window, and then that was just anger. And instead of us being fair. Actually, what Amir al-Mu'mineen tells us to do is to try to push ourselves. We have a beautiful hadith from the Imam where he's describing the people of taqwa. One of the lines is this in the khutbah of Hammam. He says this, يَعْتَرَفُ بِالْحَقِّ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُشْهَدَ عَلَيْهِ. The believer is the person who doesn't wait until you confront them with evidence and you show them, you bring witnesses, and then you say that what you did was wrong. No, the believer admits the truth before the evidence is brought. That's how much being fair is ingrained to me, that real iman.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
قيوم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.